The Wall Street Journal said he's one of the most innovative minds in football.
He's a rat.
ESPN once called him the guru of the spread.
Scumbag.
Football Scoop labeled him the mastermind behind college football's number one offense.
Nobody likes him, not even his family.
He took three separate teams over a five-year period and made each a top-10 offense.
Yeah, but he's such a horse's ass. He was fired by future United States Senator Tommy Tuberville in the middle of the season, even though he had a 5-2 record.
No wonder CBS Sports said there's never been quite a coach like Franklin. He marches to a different beat.
Pariah, an outcast, a person or animal that is despised, shunned, or avoided. Warning, buckle up and put your big boy pants on. This isn't your friendly kiss-ass coach's show. If you can't handle the truth, eject immediately.
And now, from parts unknown, it's the Pigskin Pariah. The one, the only, Coach Tony Franklin.
Thursday night, Thanksgiving, November the 25th, 6:13 p.m. Strange week for college football. Great week for college football. Great week for the NFL. Been a fun day today to be able to watch the NFL, starting with the Detroit Lions, who I hate to say found another way to lose a game, giving up a 8.5-minute drive at the end of the game and blowing some time management deals. And it's amazing. When things go bad, they just keep going bad. I felt horrible for Detroit's players as they played good enough to have an opportunity to win that game. And it's just always a shame when there's mismanagement that cost a team an opportunity to win. But that's just how it goes when things are going bad. Things go bad, they continue to go bad. You figure out and you find ways to lose when you're losing. But with that being said, it was fun for me to watch Jared Goff come back from an injury the week before. He played phenomenal today. Unbelievable, 23 of 27, I think, for a couple hundred bucks, two touchdowns, no picks. Good football. They just didn't have the ball very much. They had 44 snaps the entire game. So we're not we don't do the NFL right now. We'll pick it up a little bit later, but we'll get right into the college. And what I've done this week, because it's different, is that we've got to go directly into the games that are being played. When you guys hear this, the games will be played that night. A bunch of games being played on Friday tonight. By the time that you guys hear this, the Egg Bowl will have already been played. We gave you a really deep, in-depth evaluation of the Egg Bowl and what we thought. And we've got a couple of the rivalry games tomorrow with NC State and North Carolina. So we'll give a little bit more attention to those, and Washington and Washington State. And so we'll give you both of those today. We'll start with Boise at San Diego State. I've always liked the Mountain West Conference. I think it's really good football. Boise is a phenomenal place to play. San Diego State, that's kind of a dream job to me, just because I would love to live in San Diego. I think it's one of the greatest places in the world to live. Obviously, very expensive to live there, but I've always enjoyed recruiting in that part of California. And we've already talked about what Brady Hoke has done coming back to San Diego State for a second time. They are sitting at 10-1, and they play a Boise team that's 7-4. Boise is 7-4 against the spread. San Diego State is 5-5-1 against the spread. So you would think a 10-1 team versus a 7-4 team, the 10-1 team at home would be favored by probably about 6 points to 8 points, something like that. However, Vegas has Boise favored by 3. Vegas always knows. That means that Boise is a better football team than San Diego State. And that means that Vegas understands that. And they had to set the line where the smart guys will at least pay attention and will bet the game. Because the smart guys usually know who's the best as well, who's going to be able to cover the spread. So with San Diego State at home getting 3 points, I'm going to say that Vegas is wrong on this one. I'm going to take the great defense of San Diego State and Brady Hoke, and I'm going to take them to win this game straight up, and I'm getting 3 points. Obviously, like I said, Boise's playing good, and Vegas thinks they're going to win it, but I'm going to stay with San Diego State. Kansas State at Texas, another game that just absolutely blows your mind when you see what Vegas thinks. Kansas State is 7-4 overall, 6-4-1 against the spread. Texas, 4-7, 4-7 against the spread. And Kansas, Texas has lost 6 in a row. There's no way in the world they should be favored, but they are. Texas is favored by 3. And as I said, Vegas always knows better than everybody else. Vegas knows something. So they've got Texas favored by 3. I don't believe Vegas again. I'm probably wrong on both of them, but I don't believe them again. I just believe that Texas is going to find a way to lose. I believe there's something wrong. I believe there's something going on. I believe that, number one, I saw them early in the year, and I told you guys this after one game. I said, this is not a good, talented Texas team. Do they have some good players? Yes. Are they a great talent like Texas should be? Not even close. They got a long way to go. They had a linebacker early in the year that was starting for them that could not have started for any of the non-Power 5 schools that I've been a coach at. And he was starting at the University of Texas. So with that being said, I'm going to say Vegas is wrong. I'm going to take Kansas State. I believe they'll win the game straight up, but I get 3 points with it as well. Eastern Michigan, Central Michigan, I still don't know enough to give you any type of an opinion that would matter. Ohio and Bowling Green, same thing. Do not know enough. Utah State and New Mexico, just don't know enough to give you any type of opinion that would matter. Iowa, who I've seen a few times. Nebraska, who I've seen a few times this year. Again, this is crazy. Iowa, 9-2. Think about that. 9-2. 6-5 against the spread. Nebraska, 3-8, 7-4 against the spread. Think again, 9-2, Iowa. Nebraska, 3-8. 9-2 versus 3-8. The 3-8 team has to be the underdog, but they're not. Nebraska is favored by 1 to win this game. I'm going to go with Vegas on this one, and I'm going to take Nebraska to win the game straight up. I don't understand it. I don't get it, but I do know that Iowa struggles to win every game, but they find a way to win. They're 9-2. Obviously, they found a way to win 9 games, but I'm going to say Vegas is right on that one. UTEP at UAB. So Texas El Paso traveling all the way to Birmingham, Alabama. UTEP is 7-4. Phenomenal year for them. Great job by Dana Dimmel and his staff. UAB, 7-4, 8-3 against the spread. UAB is favored by 13.5. I usually like UAB no matter what because I think Bill Clark is one of the best coaches in football. But I'm going to tell you, when you lose a game the way they did for a conference championship last week, when you lose that on the road on the last play of the game, and you lose it where a team drives the last minute and 5 seconds, they drive 70 yards down the field for the winning touchdown, and you're used to winning championships, and you're used to being in the championship game, and now you're not, when that happens, I don't care who you are, I think there's going to be a letdown. UTEP is going to be more motivated, and even though they're on the road, I believe that they'll cover the 13.5-point spread, so I'm going to take Texas El Paso, UTEP, I'm going to take them plus 13.5 points. So I've got Texas El Paso plus 13.5. Cincinnati finally made it into the top 4 by the BCS standings. So they are now in the top 4. But they have to win, and they have to win the championship game, and they have to win this game convincingly to probably stay at number 4. Then they have to win the championship game against Houston, and all they'll have to do is win that. And they also have to hope some other things happen to where it's not even close. They are favored by 14 at East Carolina. East Carolina has a head coach that is used to being in the FCS playoffs. There is no such experience than being a high school coach like Bill Clark and Jeff Traylor and having to play in the playoffs where if you lose, you're out. That helps you to be a better football coach. Same thing in the FCS. You're in championship playoffs, play a game, you keep going. Lose a game, you're out. It prepares you to be a great big game coach. East Carolina's coach is a big game coach. I'm going to take East Carolina plus 14 at home, even though Cincinnati is a much better team than East Carolina. I just believe that East Carolina will be prepared. I think that they'll play hard. I think that they'll have some gimmicks up their sleeves, and I think that they'll have a chance to win this game. So I'm going to take East Carolina plus the 14. Missouri, gigantic overtime, go for two win to beat Florida and to get Dan Mullen fired. Arkansas, at home, 7-4, good season. Sam Pittman continues to turn around at Arkansas. They're 7-4, 6-4-1 against the spread. Missouri is 6-5, but only 3-8 against the spread. I'm going to take Arkansas, even though they're favored by 14.5. That's a lot of points. But I've seen Missouri at times this year be really, really bad, especially defensively. They're going to get hit in the mouth in this game. I think Arkansas will be ready to play, and I think they will play well. So I'm going to take Arkansas and give up the 14.5 points. South Florida at Central Florida. Central Florida's been kind of hit and miss, up and down, 7-4 overall, 4-7 against the spread. South Florida, 2-9, 6-5 against the spread. Most of their spreads have been huge, and they've covered six of those huge spreads this year. However, they find ways to lose. I believe that Central Florida will be ready to play this game. I believe that South Florida will not be ready to play this game. South Florida fired a really good defensive coordinator this week. I believe that sometimes karma's a bitch, and I believe that UCF will blow them out this week. So I'm going to take UCF. I'm going to give up the 18.5 points and think that karma continues to kick South Florida in the ass and that they go to 2-10. And UCF goes to 8-4, wins bowl game 9-4, and Herb Hand and Gus Malzahn get those guys going the way that they should be going. Coastal Carolina plays at South Alabama. They're favored by 15 on the road at South Alabama. Coastal is 9-2, 5-5-1. Had the quarterback hurt for one game. He was back this past week. South Alabama, 5-6, disappointing year, 4-7 overall. You know, I think the spread is a little big on this one. Coastal's favored by 15. But I think South Alabama's lost some games that mattered. And I wonder if they've got issues right now. I'm going to go with Coastal Carolina and give up the 15 points. I love their coach. I love the fun that they have coaching the game of football. You know, he understands how you win a ball game and how you celebrate and how you celebrate with your players. I've coached with some guys that don't have a clue how to do that. But this guy does. He's a damn good football coach and doesn't give a shit about getting another job. If he gets one, fine. But he's fine with where he is. And I love how he's crawled and climbed up the ladder of coaching. Just a really good coach at Coastal Carolina. So I'm going to take Coastal and give up the 15 points at South Alabama. UNLV at Air Force. UNLV has had a lot of games that they've played well and had chances to win, but they found a way to lose. They're 7-3-1 against the spread, 2-9 overall. So they keep getting close and they keep getting beat. Air Force is 8-3, still with a chance for the championship to play in the championship game, 7-4 against the spread. Favored by 18, that's a big spread, but I'm going to say that they're more excited to play and I'm going to give up the 18 points and I'm going to take Air Force. Colorado's played better as of late. They're 4-7, 5-6 against the spread. Utah, on the other hand, is 8-3 overall, 5-6 against the spread. I usually don't like a team after they have a gigantic kick-ass take-name wins. The spread usually goes up higher than what it should be. But Utah has a phenomenal crowd. And on a Friday after Thanksgiving, they will be packed. They will have fun. They will be loud. They'll support those Utes as the Utes will need to continue to win this game to go to the championship game. And I'm going to take Utah on this and give up the 23.5 and say that they're ready to play. TCU at Iowa State. TCU already fired their head coach. The interim head coach looks like he's already taken another head coaching job at New Mexico State. You got a lot of distractions for TCU. They're going on the road. They're only 2-8 against the spread overall. They're 5-6 overall. Iowa State has had a disappointing year. They're 6-5 overall, 4-7 against the spread. Their head coach is always involved in other jobs, but I'm going to say that they're still more focused and that they win this game and that they win it by more than 15. Iowa State is favored by 15. And then in one of our big rivalry games, two teams that we followed all year long, North Carolina and North Carolina State, both are unique and sometimes a little hard to figure out. I can figure NC State out a little bit better than I can North Carolina. North Carolina is a home run team. In order for them to be effective, they need to hit home runs. They take a bunch of shots. When you take a bunch of shots, you got to run by guys. You got to make a bunch of plays. The quarterback is awesome. One of my favorite players to watch play, Sam Howell, badass, tough guy, big arm, loves to play the game, plays the game the way that it should be played. This is a good rivalry. This is the fans enjoy this game. You know, if I was a real football fan, I might, you know, put on some clothes and go 5 minutes down the road and watch this game tomorrow, but I ain't. I'm going to sit at home and watch 20 games instead. But I love Mack Brown. I love, you know, what he's done coming back at North Carolina. They're recruiting another great class this year. But I just think something's missing. I just don't think that there's something there. Now, will they be excited to play? Of course they will. Rivalry games, kids are always excited to play. Mack Brown's usually got something up his sleeve in rivalry games. He's been in a bunch of big games in his life. NC State, on the other hand, still has an outside shot at getting in the championship game. They're 8-3, 7-4 against the spread. I love how their offense changed during the season. I talked about it early in the year. Talked about how they didn't do any RPOs, talked about how they didn't do tempo, talked about how they were under the center too much. They changed dramatically in the middle of the season, and man, did they get better. You know, the offense went from being a below-average offense to being an above-average offense to a good offense. So I love it when guys can look at themselves in the mirror and fix things that are broken, and those guys did. So congratulations to them for being able to see that. Now, when you compare them with North Carolina, the biggest difference to me is obviously the two quarterbacks. You know, the NC State quarterback is a good player. The North Carolina quarterback is a phenomenal player, probably a first-round draft pick, could be a franchise quarterback somewhere along the way. North Carolina State's got a couple of old linemen. They're high up on NFL draft boards. I think they've played okay. I haven't seen them be as dominant as the NFL has them rated, but the NFL looks at things that are a little bit different than what I do. But when I watch this, the biggest thing that I see between these two teams is that I've seen NC State consistently get better this year, and I haven't seen that with North Carolina. NC State has been a good defense almost every game this year, with the exception of the Wake Forest game. They had the huge win against Clemson at home. I think the crowd will be ready. They're only favored by 6 in this game. I thought it might be 8. I'm going to take NC State. I think it'll be a great game. I think if NC State turns it over twice, they'll lose the game. If North Carolina doesn't turn it over at all, I love watching both of these teams play. It's been fun. I'm glad that we included these guys in our rivalry series, two extremely well-coached football teams with a bunch of guys that got some good players on both sides of the field. I do believe that NC State right now is a little more mature, and I'm going to take them minus the 6 points to win the rivalry game tomorrow. And then finally, the last rivalry game tomorrow, huge one, and that is the Apple Cup. And again, there's a lot of hatred in that game. Washington State versus Washington. When Mike Leach was at Washington State, he was 1-7 in that series. And Washington had his number. I believe right now, Washington State is favored by 1 at Washington. This is going to be a great game. It'll be a back and forth, probably a low scoring game, 25-24, 27-24, something like that. I'm going to take Washington State. They're favored by 1. I believe that they are playing for the defensive coordinator to become their head coach. If he wins this game, I believe it's a no-brainer. It may be a no-brainer anyway. They've played really well under unbelievably adverse conditions, where a bunch of their coaches, the head coach included, and 2 or 3 other of the assistants refused to get a COVID vaccine, and all of them lost their jobs because they were violating state law. Then they sued the university, or one of them, the head coach did at least. I don't know if all of them did or not. So you have that distraction all throughout the year, and then all of a sudden these guys just keep playing a little bit better every week. Keep playing a little bit better every week. Keep playing a little bit better every week. That means that they've got really good leadership right now in Coach Dickert. It means that they care about each other on the team. Washington has fired their head coach as well, so they're going to have a new head coach in place too. But I just feel better about Washington State, even though it's on the road. I'm going to take Washington State to win this game. They're favored by 1, so all they have to do is to win this game in order to cover the spread. So with that being said, I hope everybody had a great holiday and enjoy the rest of the weekend. We will have all the other rivalry games for you tomorrow. Take care.
Thanks for listening to today's show. 1. Go to CoachTF.com/podcast and leave us your email so we can send you your free download for our Pigskin Pocket Card, which gives you 10 simple steps to follow daily to ensure an amazing life. 2. Do something good today for someone who can never repay you, and you'll have truly lived an amazing life. 3. Join us Monday through Friday for new episodes and download any of our episodes wherever you get your podcast, or simply download from our CoachTF.com/podcast. 4. Give us a 5-star review today so we can continue to put together entertaining and informative episodes. Always remember, do good, no repay.